When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Is Final Fantasy VII Rebirth underperforming?
For April 16th, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, Epic Games demands change from the Google Play Store. And is a new update to Fallout 4 worth it if it sets back every mod that's ever been made for Fallout 4? Over the weekend, Daniel Ahmad, Nico Partners Director of Research and Insight, reported on Twitter that Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is, quote, underperforming sales-wise. According to Equity's research reports shown to Ahmad, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth has sold about half as many units compared to Final Fantasy VII Remake in the same period of time. This is most likely due to Rebirth releasing exclusively on the PlayStation 5. Final Fantasy VII Remake was released on both PlayStation 4 and 5, and Sony has sold 117 million PS4s compared to the 50 million PS5s that have been slowly trickling out to consumers. So, Square Enix effectively halved their player base by releasing exclusively on the PS5. Despite the underperforming sales, the Final Fantasy VII Remake trilogy is slated to continue. Square Enix confirmed as much in a newly released book called Final Fantasy VII Remake Ultimania, a behind-the-scenes book about the development of the Final Fantasy VII Remake trilogy. Creative director Tatsuya Nomura and several others were interviewed for this book and hinted at the progress on the third game. Nomura specifically reported that the third installment's story has been completed and voice recording would be starting soon. Final Fantasy VII Remake series producer Yoshinori Kitase revealed a little more on the schedule, explaining that Rebirth took about 3 years of development to finish. He attributed the fast turnaround of the second game to high retention of the first game's development team. Kitase confirmed that the same development team is moving forward on the third game, so Square Enix is planning on another three-year development cycle, which means we will most likely see the conclusion of the Final Fantasy VII Remake series sometime in 2027, and if I was a betting man, they're most likely aiming for the 30th anniversary of Final Fantasy VII. Last week, Epic Games filed an injunction order against Google to allow the listing of third-party app stores on the Google Play Store. Epic filed this injunction with U.S. District Judge James Donato, suggesting in the injunction filing that Google set up a catalog and library system for third-party app stores for at least 6 years. Epic also suggests several actions that Google should be prevented from taking, which include adding vague terms of service to dissuade uploads of third-party app stores, making agreements with actual or potential competing distributors, forcing exclusivity city using the most favored nation's legislation to place limits on differentiated content and place restrictions on the removal of developer apps from the Google Play Store. Epic Games explains that the goal of this injunction is to open up the Android App Store and in-billing service markets. The injunction filing further stipulates that Google should retain a compliance officer to ensure Google acts in accordance with antitrust laws as well as this injunction. A Google representative responded to the injunction, stating that Epic Games just wants access to the benefits of Google Play without paying for it. Overall, Epic Games has been slowly opening up the App Store market with several antitrust lawsuits against Google and Apple. It'll be interesting to see if Epic can actually beat back these monoliths and their monopolistic practices. April was going to be a stacked month for the Fallout series. The Fallout TV show came out last week on April 12th, and on April 24th, just a week from today, the Fallout 4 mod called Fallout London was supposed to release. However, due to Fallout 4 getting a next-gen update on April 25th, Team Fallon decided to delay the release of Fallout London. The main reason for this delay is that Bethesda's updates always end up breaking mods. In this specific case, Fallout London relies on the Fallout 4 script extender, which is the most common mod to break and a mod that more than half of the mods on Fallout 4 rely on, meaning that Team Fallon has to dig into the changes and figure out how it breaks their mod, then try to repair what the update broke. And given the scope of Fallout London, it makes sense why they would delay the release. Team lead for Team Fallon, Dean Carter, explained that Fallout London will no longer have a tentative release date. They will release it when they iron out all the issues with the Fallout 4 next-gen update. Overall, I'm looking forward to diving into this mod when it finally releases. Fallout London is set in the UK and is billed to be a huge expansion-sized mod exploring new areas, cultures, and monsters in the Fallout universe. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.